Jacka News. Trending now. Trending now.
Lots of traffic, unfortunately. Pretoria, the N4 heading from Watermeyer towards the N1 Emalahleni interchange. That's very, very slow. It's been a crash in the middle of the Buccleuch interchange affecting things southbound from Allendale. Northbound also very busy. The R21 roadworks at Olifantsfontein, a mess, and a massive accident on the N12 heading towards Atlas Road. Now backed up through the R21 past Jet Park and back to Craft.
Big news today, inflation lowered to 4.4% in August. According to economists, it can be ascribed to a drop in the international price of crude oil and the strengthening of the rand. That is Rob there doing a happy dance. I wish you guys could see this.
Yay!
It's beautiful. That's beautiful, great news. Rob. If this doesn't work out for you, please do some dancing. Anyways, let's get serious. The High Court sitting in Palm Ridge has sentenced convicted serial killer and rapist Sifiso Mkhwanazi to 6 life terms. This now for the murder of 6 sex workers in Johannesburg between April and October of 2022. Then moving to the Middle East. Yesterday it was pages. Today, it's walkie-talkies. BBC and AFP reports that several walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah in Lebanon has now also exploded. It follows yesterday's pager explosion that killed 12 people, including 2 children, and wounded about 2,800 people. I'm Marlene Fischer. More on these and other stories at 5.
Well, we start off with the bad news first, and that is the Protea men's side of the things. Well, South Africa up against Afghanistan, and South Africa won the toss and chose to bat first. Terrible decision, it would turn out. 105-9 at the moment after 32.4 overs in a 50-over game as we're preparing for yet another World Cup. So not looking great for the South Africans. The men at the crease at the moment, Lungi Ngidi and Nandre Burger, are the ones, the tail-enders, who are trying to wag this tail. Only man to make any runs, Vian Vibes Mulder, making 52 of 84 deliveries. On the ladies' side, the ladies not doing too badly up against Pakistan. This one, a T20 international, with South Africa winning the toss and choosing to field first. Pakistan women at the moment 53-1, and that is after 7.1 overs, so going at a run rate of about 7.39, so still gettable indeed. In other cricket news, the ICC earlier announced that the 2024 edition of the Women's T20 World Cup will be the first tournament to offer the same prize money as the men's tournament, and that's great news, of course, as a start for equality in terms of pay. And Springbok fly half, Andre Pollard, well, he says the infusion of younger fly halves into the Bok group isn't just exciting for him, but keeps the entire group on their toes as well as their 2027 Rugby World Cup evolution takes place. Pollard was named as the starting fly half for Saturday's Rugby Championship Test against Argentina in Santiago, and what will be his 11th test against the Pumas. And former England striker Andy Carroll, who played for Newcastle and Liverpool, as well as West Ham United, has now signed for 4th Division side Bordeaux. The 6-time league champions announced this earlier today. Bordeaux, who last won their 6th league title in 2009, were administratively relegated to National Division 2, which is the 4th tier of French football. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Jacaranda FM.
We could take a photo, eternalize this moment for the days when I don't believe. When our love gets stolen, cause there's no exception. And I know time will take you far from me. This night invade my lungs, you're all I wanna breathe. Right beside the lake, I burn for you, you burn for me. So kiss me the way that you would.